Greetings once again from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Alf Frank Murr of North Pole Radio News. We kick off one of the biggest weeks of the year with a report of incredible activity over the weekend and the growth of tracker elves tracking Santa for Santa. Over at our sister site, SantaTrackers.net, new elves are joining the effort of helping Santa get around the world by the millions. Here to discuss this with us is the International Director of Santa Trackers, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, what's going on that might explain the sudden explosion in tracker elves? It is, I guess, a time of year thing?
Well, yeah, that's partly the reason, but there are a lot of things going on that brings attention to the need that Santa has for more elves to track him. First of all, it's the week of Thanksgiving, and there's a lot of people out there who want to join the elf parade, and being a tracker elf is one way to get in on that. And if you think this weekend was huge, wait until next weekend when all that turkey fuel starts of nothing but Santa and Christmas trees and stockings. But we've also seen some growth because of the abilities to track Santa by text and other things that we got going on. But honestly, Santa has a secret weapon in growing the ranks of tracker elves that nobody wants to talk about.
Really? A secret weapon? What would that be?
It's school teachers, Frank. I look up from the sign-ups, and a lot of them are school teachers of all kinds, every age. They sign up, and they follow along with the Santa updates, and then you and I talk tracking Santa all the time, and then all their students sign up. It happens like crazy, and I think that's what we're seeing right now. Lots of converts brought on by school teachers.
You make it sound kind of like a church, Crash.
Well, it's not very different. Teachers sign up because they get questions about Santa and Christmas, and they need answers, and that's our specialty. But many of these teachers also tracked Santa when they were younger, and they're looking to teach that art to their students now. Tracking Santa helps them learn geography, and math, and science, and culture, and traditions, and such. Christmas and Santa are a huge draw for teachers, and teachers are a huge draw for building the core of trackers out there tracking Santa for Santa.
Does it last, Crash, all these millions of new elves? Will they still be there after the first of the year?
No, not all of them. Just a fraction, in fact, stick it out. But that's the beauty of the program, Frank. Santa gives them a taste of elf life through the tracker program, and it helps them to learn if they really want that forever elf experience. So we invite, they come, give it a shot. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, Crash, we'll watch the explosion and the growth of tracker elves as closely as we follow the reindeer games and the elf parade this week. Thanks for that report. From the North Pole, where there is no shortage of elves, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.